Join Ren Hoak at breakfast time.
What? I'm all out of powdered toast.
Calling powdered toast, man. Come in. Please respond.
Hello, fellas. Out of powdered toast again? Leave everything to me.
Just look at those eyes light up.
Isn't he wonderful?
Why, he's toast-terrific!
Just like powdered toast!
Don't run out of powdered toast at your house. From Primo.
Grandpa?
And please give me $1,000,000 and the fridge with a padlock and, oh yeah, huge pectoral muscles.
But most of all, please watch out for my best pal, Ren. He's not strong.
Amen.
Will you button me, Ren?
Sure thing, pal. Good night, Stimpy.
Good night, Ren.
Is it, man?
Will you read me a bedtime story?
Read me a bedtime story. Read it yourself.
Oh, this looks wonderful. Once upon a time, deep in the Logwood Forest, there lived, let's see, who lived there? Oh, yeah, Robin Hork. Now, Robin was a brave hero.
And he wore the finest green leotards.
But we'll forgive him, for he was the finest archer in all the land. And with his trusty bow, he would shoot a... What did he shoot? Oh, yeah, he shot a melon into the air. Yay! Yeah, that's it. No, no, it wasn't a melon. What the heck was it? Oh, yeah. It was a chicken. No way. It was a moose. Now, Robin didn't prance around in the woods in his underwear alone. Heavens no. He had a band of merry men. First, there was Friar Chuck. A handsome fellow indeed. And then there was Little Brain. And of course, there was Ransack the Elder. And Elkhorn the Downtrodden. But most beloved of Robin was the lovely maid Moron. Dwelt in a castle far across Logwood Forest. I completely forgot. The last merry man. The Royal Will Truncheon. Robin and his band of men were robbers. They would rob from the rich and give to the cheerleaders. That's not it. Let's see. They would rob from the rich and give to the criminally insane. No, no, no. They robbed from the rich and, gave to the poor. And woe be to the rich that dared to enter Logwood Forest.
Reachest thou for the sky?
Yea. Stickest them uppest. And they robbed the evil prince. And they robbed his evil wife. And they robbed his evil cow. Meanwhile, in the castle, the lovely maid Moron was being held prisoner by the evil sheriff of, Dodge City. So Robin flew to her rescue. But the castle was surrounded by a big moat, which Robin had to cross. But was he scared? No way! He was all naked and raring to go. He just dove into that water lickety-split. But it was a dangerous moat. Warming with ferocious, man-eating, bloodthirsty monks.
He rapes, man! Let's beat it!
Once outside the tower, Robin gazed up at his fair damsel. He hearkened unto her. Hark, hark, hearkened he.
Oh, fairest maid Moron, let down thy silken hair, that it I may climb of it.
Hmm. lover's bliss was not to be had so easy. Nay, for there at yon door stood the evil sheriff. But Robin was alert. In a sprig, he unsheathed what did he unsheath? Oh, yeah, his turkey baster! And thrust a generous portion of giblet gravy unto he.
Thou hast besquirted me, O leotarded one. The maiden be thine!
Together at last they were married. Thou may kisseth the bride.
Thank goodness it was only a dream.
Are you receiving me?
Welcome to our secret headquarters.
Thousands of miles below the Earth's crust.
Shut up, you fool! How do we know we can trust them?
We could make them take the oath.
Perfect! The oath! Put your hand on the TV screen and repeat after me. I do hereby promise only to watch the Ren and Stimpy show. To make underleg noise during the good scene.
To wear unwashed lederhosen every single day of the rest of my life.
That's it. You're in our secret club.
All right, Stimpy. They're okay. Show them the stuff.
Congratulations.
Shut up and show them.
I'm showing them. Okay, kids. It's time for a secret cartoon. Another beautiful day. Smell that fresh air. It's so invigorating. Yes, sir, I sure feel great today. Fit as a fiddle. Don't you, Ren? Ren? Ren, you don't look so good. Oh, my. Oh, dear. Oh, Fudge. Speak to me, Ren. You're making me sad.
My friend.
Don't worry, old buddy. I'll take care of you. Nurse Stimpy to the rescue. I, Nurse Stimpy, do solemnly swear by the sacred bedpan to fix the patient and ease his wretched suffering even until all hope is gone. Now just relax and don't worry about a thing. I'm just going to perform a few tests. Ren. Heaven, I don't like the looks of that. Now, let's have a look at those glands. Say, Oh, my gracious. It's worse than I thought. I better perform some more tests. Okay, let's check your blood pressure. Well, that looks normal. It's time for your medicine, Wren. Now open up.
Get on with it, man.
Patience now. You must have the correct dosage. All righty, open wide. Now swallow every little drop. Isn't it tasty?
Man! That's some icky tasting stuff. What is that, anyway?
Okay, Wren, time for your daily spleen cleansing. Why, Wren, you haven't washed in weeks. What you need is a nice sponge bath. Aw, you're all sticky with filth. Okay, now, take off your fur.
Oh, no. Forget that stuff.
Come on, don't be stubborn. Now, Wren, are you going to take off your fur, or do I have to?
Back up, man! Did you back up? I can do it.
That's a good boy. Was that so bad? Now, isn't that nice?
You know, Snippy, this is not so bad. In fact, I feel better already.
You're so good to me. But it is kind of embarrassing.
Oh, for sure. No one will ever see you. My, you're looking chipper this morning. Look, I brought you your breakfast in bed.
I don't deserve you. My coffee.
I brought you your paper, too. I know how you like to read your paper at breakfast.
God bless you, Stimpy. I'm sorry I'm all the time mean to you.
Wren Hawk takes bubbly sponge bath.
Oh, no! A total relapse!
Thank you.
feel like a million bucks.
Stimpy, look.
You did. You cured me.
Stimpy?
Stimpy. Oh, my gosh. What's wrong, man?
Why, you're sick. You're sick.
Don't worry. I'll save you. Now it's my turn. Nurse Wren, to the rescue!
Hey, boy, Stimpy. We sure had fun today, didn't we? So long, kids. Come on, Stimpy, say goodbye.
Where are we going?
The show's over. See you next time.
Next time? When's that?
Pretty soon. Don't worry.
Pretty soon? How long is that?
In a little while, man.
A little while? What will we do till then?
You could get your teeth drilled. Read a book.
Wait, I got it. You could play with your magic nose goblin.
I picked them myself.